in. This is the Blue Noise. Good morning. This chair that I'm sitting in has only one thing to lean on, but I'm still resting comfortably. It is 10:02, and it's a beautiful, bright, sunny day. I got a friend with me in the studio. Benny,
hey.
Say hi.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, different time than you normally
different
have.
Time, yeah. Yeah.
Different feel in the studio.
Very different feel. This is the first time I've been in the studio while it's light out, I think.
He's a late night show. This is a little bit more sunny and stuff, but yeah.
Happy to be here. We had Charlie on the show, on my show, last semester when it was 10 p.m. instead of 2 a.m.
You can do a little plug for your show if you want.
Oh, yeah. Uphill Records Radio. Listen Friday mornings, a.k.a. Thursday nights at 2 a.m.
Awesome.
2 to 3.
We're going to get right into it with this creepy-sounding intro to the one of the songs off the new Thundercat album. This song is called Thundercat. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
And with that, we're in. This is the Blue Noise. Good morning. It's 10:15 a.m. In that last set, we heard Thundercat with "uh-uh" from Drunk. I don't know. Is that the inflection? The proper
Maybe,
inflection?
I don't know. It could be. Yeah, I feel like you're right.
And then we heard Thundercat from his first record called Golden Age of the Apocalypse. That song was Fleer Ultra. Those are two shortcuts. And then we heard Kareem Riggins off his new record. It's called Head Nod Suite, which, not honestly, not that good, but that's like one good song off it called Bahia Dreaming. And then we heard Crumb, a band that was here on Friday night for the Apple Jam show. They were really good. And with their song Vinta, which is like, is that like winter, or is that something to do with five?
Vinta.
You know, because five, like quint, you know.
It could just be a made up word.
Yeah, I don't know. They should have just called it something else. Ooh, getting attacked in the air. My bad. anyway, great song by Crumb. Yeah, so we are going to pretty much jump right back in with the tunes. A little bit more upbeat for a second. This one is by Scottish rockers from like 1980 or something like that. Sorry for laughing.
It took 10 years to realize why the angels start to cry.
It won't be long, yeah.
And we're back. That is a couple nice tunes, starting off with Joseph K. Off Postcard, or I guess that one was on Crepuscule. I don't know. They have weird, you know, record label names in Scotland back in the day. Fun post-punk. Then we had It Won't Be Long by the Beatles. I got really back into With the Beatles. It's an amazing album. So if you want to listen to, like, you know, 1964 music, just put it on. It's worth it. And then we heard Crumb, which I played earlier, who are at Apple Jam on Friday with their song Bones. They got a video of that song, which is pretty cool if you want to go check it out. And we heard Graduate and Congratulate by Stove, which I basically know nothing about, but heard them this week randomly on Spotify. Right now, I'm going to do a PSA for college access. Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. Steps that go beyond getting good grades. So if you're serious about college, visit knowhowtodo.org. Wait, knowhowtogo.org today. There's like dashes between every single word, so it's kind of distracting to read.
What?
Knowhowtogo.org. I guess it's so you don't put too much pause in between.
Okay.
I don't know. Ad council have a, you know, complaint. Yeah, knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, the Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council. This next one is Benny's song, and he wants to tell you about it.
I do want to tell you about it. It's called Annie. The artist is Neon Indian, who is a pretty well-established producer, singer, songwriter at this point. This one's off his album Vega International Night School, which is his most dancey album, his most kind of almost disco-y. And yeah, shout out to Charlie's sister.
Yeah, I don't really know this song, but I'm going to dedicate this to my sister Annie. She never listens to this show, but maybe she will now that I've told her. And it's like the 30-minute mark. It's pretty easy to find
good.
It.
It's a fun tune. It's pretty like 80s inspired. Yeah.
Let's roll it.
Let's roll it.
Can't find you, the game has gone too far. Talking.
「リンタルタ君」 Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been? Seems like a mighty long time. Oh, I'm so glad you stopped by to say hello to me. Remember, that's the way it used to be.
Seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby, ooh. It seems like a mighty long time. Chibop, chibop, my baby. 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 Chibop, chibop, my baby.
Right now we are talking over Hello Stranger by Barbara Lewis. I guess she didn't sing this song, but this song is featured in the movie Moonlight, which won Best Picture last night. There was a gaffe with the awards process for some reason, but Hello Stranger from Moonlight. Really great movie. It deserved to win. In that last set, you heard Annie by Neon Indian. Then we heard I closed that out. Halkali, Candy Hearts, Halkalism. I found that off the Caracara Bonito Portals mix that they did like 1 year or 2 years ago, something like that. Great random like Japanese like 90s sounding
There we go.
Yeah, sorry. Ooh, that was my bad.
All good.
I apologize. Cutting Benny off there.
Silencing me.
Yeah, literally. You could have screamed, you could hear it on mine.
True, that would have worked.
Yeah. Just great like weird Japanese hip hop. Then we heard Lita Ruta, which I had never heard of, by Shugo Tokumaru.
Shugo Tokumaru.
Yeah.
It's a good Japanese pop singer-songwriter guy. Yeah. I think he's good.
He's cool. I never heard before.
Yeah.
Very cool.
He's got that other... I'm sure you've seen the music video for one of his other tracks. It's like stop-motion, like paper things.
I don't know. I don't think
it's very
many,
pretty.
I don't see many paper-oriented music videos.
This music video kind of got around for how... It's inventive, yeah. Cool stop motion video.
I'll have to watch it.
Yeah.
Then we heard Bounce House by the Jacob Mann Big Band, who have played like a weird amount of songs, considering they only have four from on this show. Then we heard Hello Stranger, like I said, Barbara Lewis from the movie Moonlight. We're gonna get on with it. I have a choice of two Joni Mitchell songs that are both kind of sad and slow, and I really want to play them because I was listening to that.
You wanna play both?
They're really long.
Crossfade them.
Which song do you want to hear? Do you want to hear something about that has... They both have blue in the title, but one has blues and one has blue.
Is one called Blue Blues?
No. One is about a blues singer and the other one is about a... is actually more of a blues song.
Let's hear the more of a blues song. That sounds good.
Inside my head, will you still love me when I call you up when I'm down? Here in Savannah, it's pouring rain, palm trees in the porch
tell those girls that you've got German measles. Honey, tell them you got germs. I hope you'll be thinking of me because I'll be thinking of you.
is the Blue Noise. This is the last time I'm going to talk on this show. It's 10:59. You're listening to WMFO, Medford. Those last songs we heard, only like two of them, I guess. We heard Blue Motel Room by Joni Mitchell, and we heard Cinnamon by Pale Hound, where she describes a pretty disgusting alcoholic concoction that makes no sense. Water, gin, and cinnamon. And as Benny says,
it rhymes.
It rhymes.
That's all that matters.
That apparently helps it out. So I'm going to leave you guys with a song by Dom Kennedy, rapper from California. This is Locals Only. Have a great week.
First time I heard running them Adidas, I never would have thought one day I had a fever. They used to say, nah, Dom, he is not no keeper. Yeah, them songs cool, but nah, he ain't got no heaters. Then I went home, we ain't got one either. The gas shut off, man, I